Athens's Carlson, despite media dismissal of voter fraud claims, dead people voted in the election. By Jeff Poor on November 12, 2020. Wednesday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson showed numerous instances of deceased Americans that apparently had their identities used to participate in last week's presidential election in Georgia. In doing so, Carlson showed the election was not without some instances of fraud despite what left-leaning media outlets and figures had said. Transcript as follows. Carlson, it has been more than a week since the final votes were cast. And still, many of Donald Trump's 72 million voters believe this election was fundamentally unfair and they are right about that. There was massive outside interference in our democracy, and it didn't come from Russia. The tech monopolies of Silicon Valley used their unprecedented control over news and information to silence Donald Trump's voters and at the same time, to protect Joe Biden. And then public health authorities and blue state governors wielded the pandemic like it was a partisan political weapon. It's hard to believe they actually did that, but they did do it. Corporate America helped them. In a moment, we'll have a report on Big Pharma's role in what happened. It's an amazing story. And then there's the question of the votes themselves, the actual ballots. Democrats completely changed the way we voted in this election. Our system has never been more disorganized. And it has never been more vulnerable to manipulation. So was there voter fraud last week? That's a question we've been working on since the election night. We've tried to be careful and precise as we report this out. In moments like this, truth really matters more than ever. False allegations of fraud can cause as much damage as the fraud itself. Jesse Smollett hurt more people with his lies than any actual hate crime. And the last thing America needs right now is more damage. So we want to be accurate. What we're about to tell you is accurate. It's not a theory. It happened and we can prove it. Other news organizations could prove it, too, they've simply chosen not to. The position of corporate media across the country this week has been very simple. There was no voter fraud. The New York Times, once the paper of record, declared that as fact this morning across the entire front page. Look at this banner headline, "Election officials nationwide find no fraud." No fraud. None. End of story. Move on and listen to Kamala. You're hearing virtually the same thing from everyone in the media, everyone. At CNN, the anchors have been repeating the approved message for days. They say it with the kind of brutal intensity that suggests precisely because they don't really believe what they're saying. You absolutely must believe it. Shut up and accept the verdict, America. Begin video clip. John Berman, CNN anchor, sources tell CNN that top aides are suggesting that the defeated President Trump hold rallies to drum up bogus conspiracies about election fraud. Don Lemon, CNN anchor, the GOP keeps spreading completely unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud. Brooke Baldwin, CNN host, the attorney general now telling federal prosecutors to look into those unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud. Anderson Cooper, CNN host, there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. No evidence of widespread flaws in the mail-in voting process. End video clip. Carlson, bogus conspiracy theories, completely unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud. They say it again and again, but what exactly are they talking about? They won't tell you, so we're going to tell you. Right now, fewer than 15,000 votes separate Donald Trump from Joe Biden in the state of Georgia. It's close enough that it is worth getting specific about what happened there. And Georgia's Secretary of State has now confirmed there will be a hand recount of all votes cast in Georgia. Among those votes, auditors will find a ballot cast by a woman called Deborah Jean Christensen. It would be hard to find anyone who has got a bad word to say about Deborah Jean Christensen. She was well known in her community for years as a birdwatcher, an avid gardener, a committed fan of the Georgia Bulldogs. Those who knew her were sad when she died last May. And they might be surprised to learn that even after her death, Deborah Jean Christensen still managed to register to vote and then cast a ballot, presumably for Joe Biden. In some ways, it's an inspiring story, the triumph of voting over death. And no one quite embodies that story like James Blaylock of Covington, Georgia. Mr. Blaylock was a mailman for 33 years until he passed away in 2006. 14 years later, according to state records, he was still mailing things. James Blaylock cast a ballot in last week's election. How did he do that? It might be worth asking the New York Times. Maybe James Blaylock was just one of those extraordinary mail carriers. Neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night nor even death itself could keep him from the mail. In his case, maybe voting from the grave wasn't really fraud. It was just commitment. Okay. But what about Linda Kessler of Nicholson, Georgia? Linda Kessler died in 2003. 17 years later, she was still voting in presidential elections. Edward Swine out of Trenton, Georgia spent his life working construction and teaching school. In his spare time, he loved bluegrass music. According to those who knew him, he played multiple instruments and enjoyed jam sessions. When he died 5 years ago at the age of 82, it seemed like he was gone from this world for good. But no. Last week, he voted for president. And he wasn't the only one. On your screen right now, you will see the names of other deceased voters. Every one of them played a role in last week's presidential election. As of tonight, there aren't enough of them to alter the outcome. That could change as we learn more. But for the moment, the point is, they exist. They are dead, but they voted anyway. The question is, how did they do that? How exactly did they cast their ballots? And the short answer is by mail. Dead people tend to vote more often when you make it easier for them to vote. They are like any other group. This year, we made it much easier for the dead to vote. States sent ballots and registration forms to millions of people totally unsolicited. The pretext was COVID. We had to do this for public health reasons, remember? We had no choice. It was a public health emergency. The effect was to encourage fraud. One 2012 study by Pew found there were close to 2 million dead people still on voter rolls around this country. That study also found that approximately 24 million voter registrations, that is one out of every eight in America, were wrong. They were no longer valid or they were significantly incorrect. Close to 3 million people in America had registrations in more than one state, 3 million. So what happens if you start sending ballots and registrations to lists like this? Well, you're guaranteed to increase the amount of fraudulent voting, and that's exactly what Democrats did. Republicans, we should add, let them do it. Take the state of Nevada, where Joe Biden is currently leading Donald Trump by fewer than 40,000 votes. This year, state Democrats and their lawyers made certain that Nevada sent ballots. Not ballot applications, but actual ballots to every single registered voter in the state. Whether they requested those ballots or not, and they did this even though they knew, they were perfectly aware that more than 41,000 people who registered to vote in Nevada haven't voted or updated the registrations in more than 10 years. Why? Because many of these people are dead or gone. But they got ballots anyway. One of those people was a former elementary school teacher called Rosemary Hurdle. According to her 2017 obituary, Rosemary Hurdle was a loving, fun, sassy and sarcastic in a fun way, beautiful, powerful and inspiring. Sadly, now she's gone. But her voter registration remains. She is still on the rolls. Someone received Rosemary Hurdle's ballot in the mail and then cast it. Who did this? We don't know who did it. We wish we did. We should know. It's fraud. It's a threat to our system, and it is being hidden by a news media totally vested in a Joe Biden presidency. Again, we have a right to know. We have an obligation to know much more about this. But thanks to the media blackout, it is left to independent conservative sites. Places like The Federalist to report what the rest should be reporting, but are not. Thanks to The Federalist, we know that on October 9th, for example, a man called Fred Stokes Jr. received an unsolicited ballot in Clark County, Nevada. That's where Las Vegas is. 3 weeks later, the county received his ballot back by mail. Voting records indicate that ballot was, quote, completed. Fred Stokes voted for president. But Fred Stokes had been dead for 3 years. He died in June of 2017 at the age of 92. How did that happen? We don't know. No one is reporting on it. In Pennsylvania, the state that made Joe Biden the president-elect, there are luckily quite a few dead voters. How do we know that? Because the state told us. According to a report from last December, less than a year ago, from the state's Department of Auditor General, nearly 3,000 potentially deceased voters remained on the voter rolls in Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign says it has found evidence that some of them voted this year. For example, on October 24, Allegheny County officials mailed a ballot to one Denise Odnish. She died 2 days before, yet somehow records show the county officials received that ballot back completed. Voted for president on November 2nd. Again, we are showing you more names on the screen, just like Denise Odnish. We can confirm that they all voted in the election last week, and all of them were dead when they did so. None of this is conjecture. It's not one of those bogus conspiracy theories that CNN worries about. It is entirely real. Why did it happen? How can we prevent it from happening again? Those are the questions. The first is very simple to answer. Democrats did it. They understand that when you send mail-in ballots to an entire unverified voter roll, you can't really know who is voting. But just to make certain that fraud remained likely, Democrats filed lawsuits in Nevada to eliminate signature verification. Think about that. In 2019, well before the coronavirus panic, Ron Wyden is a Democratic senator from Oregon sponsored the Vote by Mail Act. The Vote by Mail Act demands that every state in the union mails ballots to their entire unverified voter list. Whether you ask for it or not, whether you're alive or not, you get a ballot. There's no other way to interpret this. Democrats are abetting fraud. This summer, Democrats in the House of Representatives passed something called the HEROES Act. It wouldn't simply have provided, quote, automatic mailing of absentee ballots to all voters in America. It also would have prevented states from restricting in any way ballot harvesting. That means that anyone could collect and return bundles of ballots from dead or living voters to polling stations, and there will be no oversight of this at all. That's insane, but expect more of it. Loose voting rules are too useful for the left to pass up. In January, Democrats could very well gain control of the United States Senate. If that happens, much will change, but one of the things that will happen, they will pass the HEROES Act into law. Right now, they are claiming universal mail-in balloting is necessary because of coronavirus. It's a public health emergency, we have to have it. But they are lying. They've been pushing for this very thing for years for one reason. It gives them an advantage because it increases the incidence of fraud. According to Barack Obama, the most divisive president in our history, if you are against this, if you're against sending ballots to unverified voter lists in every state in the country, unsolicited, you are racist. Watch. Begin video clip. Barack Obama, former president of the United States. Even as we sit here, there are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting. By closing polling locations and targeting minorities and students with restrictive ID laws, and attacking our voting rights with surgical precision, even undermining the Postal Service in the run-up to an election. But it is going to be dependent on mail-in ballots, so people don't get sick. End video clip. Carlson, Barack Obama, suddenly not from Hawaii, didn't go to Pinho, a product of the red clay of Georgia, and he is preaching. The message is always the same. Obey or I'll call you racist. Obama spent 8 years working that scam pretty effectively. But amazingly, a lot of people still fall for it. So, they shut up and obey. But we should stop doing that, because if we care about our democracy, we must demand clean and honest voting. Regardless of the outcome, no matter who wins or who loses, the system is what we must protect. Sending ballots to entire unverified voter lists, unsolicited, gets you dead people voting. And what does that do? It puts us where we are now, cynical, distrustful, withdrawn. If you want to run a democracy, you need one thing above all, social trust. If you want people to have social trust, if you want them to believe in the system, it's not enough to yell at them on television and tell them that they must believe. You have to create a system that is worth believing it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.